a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know, I imagine it must be tough being a professional singer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with us, sometimes we lose our voice and then what do? You make Cameron Ling come in anyway.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just what he did last week, was it? Last week. But if you lose your voice, you're sort of stuffed, aren't you? And so you got all these people, this whole big production. If you're doing a tour or whatever, varying degrees, obviously, you know, if you're some, you know. But if, say, you're Adele, right, it's a pretty big deal. Lady Gaga coming in December. What if she gets a cold or something on the way to Australia and then has done all this travel, brought this whole show over, and then she can't do the song?
Belt a song when you're driving home on Friday, right? That's your day to belt a song out. Even sometimes I'm like, oh God, I've gone a bit loud there. My throat's a bit sore.
Yeah, yeah. So what do they do? What do they do to get through? I've heard of throat coat, which is a tea.
Are you sure they're not talking about scarves?
No, it's not a scarf thing. Okay. I imagine probably keep your vocal cords warm would be good, but this is something that actually like puts a layer of I don't know what on your vocal cords.
And it makes them smooth.
It makes them not hurt and makes them work and not crack, you know, when you're like mid-note or whatever, just so you can push through and do a show or finish a recording or something.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Not Jessica Simpson, though. Oh, no. She's turned to Eastern medicine.
Okay.
For that.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yep.
I go to acupuncture.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's Eastern medicine and then there's Eastern medicine. You know, there's sort of like popular westernized Eastern medicine, I would imagine, like acupuncture and stuff like that. And then there's, you know, you're more maybe a little like not left of centre, but sort of for the Western world, maybe a little more, a little less palatable.
Here, okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, there's like they do stuff with shark fins. They do stuff with tiger wangs.
I don't like any of that. I do not like any of that.
Got a new one for you though, Jessica Simpson. She's on board with a Chinese herbal cocktail that just clears her throat. Just really clears my throat.
Yeah.
She says, I'm just a great singer when I have snake sperm. Yeah. So she's got it. She's got it. It's a drink that is it's a concoction, so it's not just a big cup of snake swimmers. Not swimming snakes, different thing. Snake swimmers. If you want a good vocal, you've got to drink snake sperm, she says.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I think there's people out there that aren't. I think there's people out there doing perfectly fine
without the snake. Was recommended to her by her vocal coach, so it must be a known thing.
Oh, okay. And then you say, no thanks, not my thing, sounds horrible.
She was doing an appearance and she had a bottle in her bag and she took it out and she took a sip. And weirdly, the surprising thing for me is it's more of like a Betadine colour, like a, it's like a, you know, that sort of darky browny.
Okay.
Liquid. Yeah. So it's a concoction.
Does she have it cold or warm?
It seems cold. It seems room temperature.
When's
it most effective? You're supposed to keep area cold.
Oh, God.
It's supposed to not, you're not supposed to overheat sort of.
Taking it out of your pot, is it over ice? She's just literally having just a.
No, straight out of, it looks like a little like jar. Anyway, she said.
How do they get it?
Someone asked her if she'll continue downing the mixed herbs. And she answered, of course.
Did not say, is that the official quote?
Yeah. Of course. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And then she said, maybe I'll make my own, which is a whole nother sack of
white
snakes.
Women with their stupid thoughts. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to make my own.
Yeah.
You.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Little tip. If you're waking up this morning with a bit of sore throat.
Please. No. You know, I just leave the animals alone for God's sakes. For God's sake.
How do you farm that?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I live in Ocean Grove.
Yes.
And driving home is a thing that I do on the daily.
Is that straight you're on?
None of your biz. You got close on, so I cracked it at you, didn't I?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, don't say that. Because you never know.
Well, because I was rolling a bit of, I was in OG gear.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop you there because
I was in Grove. I'm getting really trying to get that.
You can say Grove. You can say Grove.
Yeah, I can say Grove, but I'm trying not to say OG.
You can say OG as well. That's fine. Anyway, hi. So I work in Geelong and I drive back to Ocean Grove on the daily. And as I'm driving, I go down MacKillop Street and then I will turn right. Well, it's Ballerine Highway / MacKillop Street. And I will turn and go right at the ABCO at East Geelong there.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Onto the actual Ballerine
Highway. Onto the actual Ballerine Highway, right? And so you know there, if you're coming down MacKillop Street and there, it's two lanes that can then turn right.
Yeah, both
and then
right.
The ABCO is then on your left-hand side and you continue onto Ocean Grove, right? Yep. So I was there. And I was in the right, far right lane.
Yeah. I always go that lane because I always chicken out and think, no, this time I will back myself and I'll trust that I'm in the left, right-hand turning lane.
Yeah.
And then I chicken out and I go as far right as I can.
I still do this. I've been living here for 5-6 years and I still...
But you go far right.
I do, as you know. I really hate doing it, but sometimes you've got to do it.
You can't argue with it.
Right. So as I'm there... There's three cars in front of me and you get a green arrow there. So it's not like you have to fight the traffic coming forward. You get the arrow and the arrow went green and we weren't moving.
Mm.
And the lane next to me on my left-hand side was moving around. Mm. And I was like, what's going on? And I couldn't get into that lane to overtake.
Yeah.
Right. So I did the beep. Because we're waiting there for a while.
That's fair.
Right?
No, that's fair.
Now, the car in front of me.
You assume someone's maybe lost concentration for a little bit.
It's been a while. But me, two cars, and then the offending third car at the front that wasn't moving, right? So I've beeped. The car in front of me throws their hands up in the air like, oh, it's not my fault. And then I was like, no.
You.
I'm not beeping you. I'm beeping three. I'm beeping three ahead. I'm beep over the top of you.
Yeah, but also if you were doing your job as in the car in front of you, you should have beeped as well. And we all should have
beeped.
Person.
Because I'm like, why didn't car two and three beep car number one?
Yeah.
Why is car four beeping number one?
Because they can see what's going on.
Oh, well, I don't know. It just seemed, because when I beeped, then all of a sudden this car went... around the corner.
I thought there was going to be like a problem. Like the car had hazards on or something.
Broken. No, there was no problem.
Staring at the phone?
I would say that maybe they're just a driver that takes things a little slowly.
Okay, right.
And so I drove past.
Maybe should have their license looked at.
Oh, no, I don't know. But it's kind of like I think we all live in a society where car number one, okay, it happens sometimes. Maybe you are doing the wrong. Maybe you're not focusing or whatever.
Yeah.
Car number two, you really got to step up.
It's your duty.
It's your duty to beep.
Quick,
you can't be waiting for car number four to beep up the line.
No, and car number three can't crack it. If car number two and three haven't done their duty and car number four is forced to beep, car number three cannot crack it at car number four.
Well, this is the thing, right? Maybe car number three was putting their hands up to say what to car number two, but I've taken it as they put their hands up to me.
Gosh.
It's very confusing on the roads.
Politics.
Be careful.
Politics.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is not a discussion on the rights and wrongs of political stuff going on at the moment here or in America, anything like that. I just have a conspiracy theory I'd love to run past the two of you.
We do love a conspiracy theory.
Well, thank you. Bit of X-Files music. Appreciate that. But I also want it, if it turns out to be correct, I also want to be on record as the first person to have floated this.
Are you our smoking man? Is that what
well,
it is?
Yeah.
Is he from X-Files?
Yeah, he was the one behind the scenes.
Deep Throat.
Yeah, that was the Watergate.
Watergate, correct.
Yeah.
All right. They turned out to be true. Well, Watergate certainly did. Listen to this. All right. So Donald Trump, I know that gets a reaction, but just bear with me.
Don't call and abuse it.
No,
it happens sometimes.
Bear with me.
There's plenty of stay in your lane, Loggy.
Yeah, so
your dumb jokes.
I am not wading into anything political here. I'm just saying that his moves with all this tariff stuff, obviously it has caused a huge reaction in global stock markets.
Yes.
Mm.
It's actually a genius play by him and his power, super rich mates to tank all of the economies of stock markets down to a point. He's like, hey, watch this. I'll go bang, 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 all these tariffs. It'll crater for a little bit.
Mm.
Then we all tip in our money. And when we're talking their money, we're talking billions and billions of dollars at the low point. Then I'll announce a little bit of a, hey, but we're going to do a bit of a discount because Australia is one of our great security partners and trade. We're going to give them a bit of a discount. Oh, this country, yeah, hey, we've worked with the UK before. Discount, discount, discount. Yeah. Stock market, whoop, comes back up, 5-6%, don't know the number. But they've all just quietly through blind trusts and everything like that have tipped in $10, $20 billion. And they've just gone overnight. There's 5 or 6% on $20 billion.
Far out.
Thank you very much. Am I? What do you reckon?
Well,
what
see,
do you reckon?
They're your mates. Like you do. With that money.
Hey, I only put in half a bill. All right, I'm not 20 bill.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. What? Explained what? Badly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's your turn, Tommy. The way this one works, if you haven't heard it before, is one of us, Tom on this occasion, is going to give it a little synopsis of a movie, but intentionally done in a bad way, a not obvious way.
Yeah.
And where, Loggy, you and I are going to have to guess what movie Tom is talking about.
Mm. Okay.
Tom and I seem to grasp the concept well. There's another member of the team.
Week. Yeah.
Well, until you get the point of the...
Hers, did you last week?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
And I did steal it off the internet, remember?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, but so here we go, Tom.
All right, so a movie explained badly the plot thereof.
Yes.
Here we go. Stockholm Syndrome sometimes pays off.
Okay. Okay. Stockholm Syndrome is when
you're
so you get kidnapped and then you fall in love with 365 days?
No.
Oh, watch that.
That I remember that. That was
I made you watch it. In,
weird yeah. and exciting.
Yeah. Okay, Stockholm.
So Stockholm Syndrome sometimes pays off.
Sometimes pays off.
Oh, might have got a cut of the loot.
No, don't focus on the pay bit.
Okay, Stockholm Syndrome. Okay, so someone's kidnapped and then it works out for them.
Yeah, but maybe they're not always sort of forcibly kidnapped. Maybe they elect to, and this is where the Stockholm Syndrome comes in.
Thelma and Louise didn't really pay
the town.
Off.
Sometimes they choose to go to, this is a classic movie.
Have you got more for us?
We've already mentioned it this week, this movie. We've referred to it this week.
I knew that was going to be something that would happen.
Have you got more? Can you explain more of the plot for us in a bad way?
Okay, well, the person who suffers from the Stockholm Syndrome, as I sort of said just before, isn't necessarily kidnapped, but is part of a deal.
Oh. The one with Demi Moore where they pay for the
incorrect.
Okay.
Indecent.
Part of a
indecent proposal.
Maybe to save the life of her father.
Oh. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
See, he's...
did pay off. You're right, that's fair.
He's not a beast anymore.
Do you know what? Weird take. He was hotter as the Beast.
Yeah, but I've seen your fiancé. You're like a hairy gentleman.
Love you, Jimmy.
Yeah, we do love you, Jimmy. You hairy, hairy man. All right. Well, that is Movies Explained Badly. That's how you do it. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan, and that's the show for today. Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.